Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Crotty should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty may change at any time. It's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty, 10-2 on 670 The...
Who was the MVP of the Bears' 31-3 win over the Browns?
Give me Caleb Williams. Here's why. Because Caleb Williams had a productive day. I'm not expecting 70%, but can you at least get me to 60? Remember when I said that on Friday? Guess what? He got over 60% of his passes completed. How many times did he turn the ball over, guys?
Zero!
And that has become a thing where he doesn't turn the ball over. And I think understanding that in those conditions, being that cold, he was still able to make the passing game zip and sing. That is a great omen for what's to come.
I was going to say, I'm like, is it wrong to say Caleb Williams? Is it basic? Is it too cliche? But you feel like in that game, that's what happened. He was the game's MVP. I think there are times where you have to take some risks too, and I feel like that's what happened in the game against the Browns. You're not trying to diss on anybody who's another professional team in the NFL, but I do feel like it's okay to try to learn some of your game plan for other games, maybe playoffs, maybe, I don't know, the season finale against the Lions, and start to work through some things and experiment and get a little weird against another team. So I feel like that's what happened, and he was rewarded for it, and then some.
Guys, it's a clean sweep.
Whoa!
Caleb Williams is the MVP of this game, not just the 22-yard pass to DJ Moore, which should be a candidate for Caleb Williams' best pass of the year, a pretty focused catch on DJ Moore's end as well, but there are not a lot of quarterbacks who could have made that play, and maybe there's a lot of quarterbacks who would not even have attempted that play, so that cannot go underappreciated. Without a doubt, this was a Caleb MVP game.
Now it's time to go be Superman and go do all those different things that I can do.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Guys, there is a massive holiday party going down at Soldier Field this Saturday. It is the motherlode, because I know everybody listening right now, Marshall, they've been to a Christmas party already, or they've got one or two planned, and it's very stressful for you. But those of us who are meeting at Soldier Field on Saturday night will be there for the motherlode of the Chicago holiday Christmas season.
And much like a good Christmas party, sometimes the party itself comes down to how well do you prepare? How good is your pregame before you make the final stop at the actual party itself? I can tell you one thing. The pregame is going to be epic for this particular party.
Oh, yeah. It is going to be an epic pregame, for sure.
Maybe people will get you to actually tailgate this time.
I don't know that is in me at this point in my life, but we do welcome you to the Rahimi, Harris, and Grody show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Layla is off today, and perfect stuff from Tyler Farengel for the opening, because what I keep thinking about Caleb Williams right now and what I have thought about all year, especially when he is coming off either a good game or what I thought in this past game against the Browns. I thought that was a great game for Caleb Williams. And what I think in my head, and this goes back to last year, Marshall, every time he has a good game or he's in a good streak, I'm thinking, is this the launching point? Is this where we start to see it consistently? Is this where he starts to stack those good games together? And that's what's on my mind right now. Can he do what he did last week against, and you could fill in all your blanks on a disinterested Browns team, but that still was, on paper, a pretty good Browns defense that he was able to exploit and make unbelievable throws in. God, do I want to see some version of that against Green Bay and see him continue to flourish, continue to be able to get up at the lectern after these games and be a little cocky at the podium, which I like. I can make every single throw. I want that, Caleb. So stacking good games is what I want to see from Caleb Williams, and I think he's got the opportunity to do it this Saturday, and what a time it would be to do that, to be successive in his good games.
It's funny because as I was waking up this morning, kind of thinking about where Caleb is and his progress in the second year. And I was like, huh, this was a really good game. Is it his best game? That's up for debate when you look back at what he was able to do against the Dallas Cowboys with the four touchdowns, or even the Bengals leading that type of comeback in an all-out shootout where you needed points from your offense and you put up a season high 47 points. But then I mm-hmm. thought about the competition in this game. I know people will say, oh, the Browns were disinterested. They weren't interested in being out there. You know who was interested? Myles Garrett was very interested. And his interest never waned from start to finish of that game. And Caleb Williams was sacked three times. Myles Garrett had half of those sacks, the one and a half, as he continues to move towards setting a new record for sacks in a single season. Here's why I think yesterday's game was important as far as development goes, but also my favorite performance, if not the best. We can argue about best, but favorite because he got back over to the 60% mark in completions for the first time in after six times not doing that. He didn't turn the ball over. And then his yards per attempt peaked back up to 8.6. He hasn't done that since they beat the Washington Commanders way back in week six. Think about that.
Yeah, and you could go, like I talked about yesterday, and we'll talk with Tim Jenkins a little bit later on to really break down Caleb Williams' game. But I think you put that really well in terms of, yeah, it's definitely up for digging into the numbers and going back and watching the game as to what his best one is. But favorite for sure, and I'll even narrow it down even further, again, that drive in the second quarter. I keep talking about it. And again, it
when you ends, go 10 plus, 10 plus, 10 plus, you're getting first down after first down in passing rhythm.
I was like, and it sucked the way it ended, and it did end with a Myles Garrett sack. And I guess you could add that into one of the things that I would critique Caleb on this week. That's not a place to take the sack right there as you are trying to put six on the board. You missed the 35-yard field goal. But, yes, Luther Burden, 14 yards. Colston Loveland to the left for 19 yards. I'm watching that going, oh, my God. DJ Moore for 15. Hits Cole Kmet for 11. And then womp womp.
Is it the variety of the fact that he used four different pass catchers to do it? I mean, what?
That helps. Yeah, well, the variety is awesome. Like that accentuates it, but I just think it was the explosive play factor of it, or 10 yards or more, however you want to characterize it, and it was all working to your weapons.
I just think it's funny how they didn't even score any points in that drive, but it sticks out to you because of the rhythm that he was in. And I think the thing that makes this my favorite game also, mm-hmm. we talk about getting four good quarters from Caleb. I thought it was his most consistent from start to finish game of the season. This wasn't about the Iceman in the fourth quarter. And it didn't need to be because obviously the defense did its part and held the Browns to just 3 points. But I will say this, for Caleb to play this well from a first half to second half standpoint, from a first quarter to fourth quarter standpoint, I think that's just as important as anything else. Because guess what? With the competition they have over the last three games of the regular season, starting with the Packers Saturday night, followed by a trip to Santa Clara to see the 49ers, and then home against the Lions, who may be very well fighting for their playoff lives. I think knowing those games and the playoffs are on the horizon, Caleb has to be better from start to finish, and that's one thing he absolutely was on Sunday.
Right, so keep this going, and I think Bears head coach Ben Johnson is somewhat in agreement with the conversation that we're having here right now.
He was comfortable. He did a great job. You know, and it's a hard thing to do is be comfortable when a pass rush is like that. You know that there's a Myles Garrett gets all the attention, but across the board, they do a great job collapsing that pocket. He has a lot of confidence in his protection unit up front. I thought those guys did a good job. We had a good plan, I thought, and worked to execute it accordingly. So I know we gave up a few sacks, but I always think it starts there when it comes to the quarterback, and just he's got to have that confidence in the people out in front of him that he's going to have some time to work through his progression. And he certainly looked that way when you turned on the tape. You know, he's taking the drop. His eyes are in the right spot. I think he was anticipating what coverages they were going to be in, and that was able to help him speed up his play and get through his progressions a little bit cleaner too. So, I thought it was a good week for him, a step in the right direction. And, I told him this afternoon, I said, whatever he ate for breakfast yesterday, we just need to keep doing that on game day from here on out.
What do you think about the fact that Ben Johnson right there says it is a step in the right direction? Because that says to me that there's a whole list of things that Ben Johnson is still looking at, and kind of in a much more obviously informed way than anybody else. Ben Johnson is saying what we are saying. Let's keep doing that, man. Whatever you did that day, whatever you ate for breakfast that day, let's keep it going.
I said whatever he ate for breakfast.
Yeah, like keep doing that. That's the Caleb Williams that everybody wants.
What I love about Ben Johnson and his approach when speaking on his players, his team, his own personal approach, is that he gives it to you straight. He was complimentary of Caleb in that answer. But at the same time, he says a step in the right direction. He's not a finished product,
right.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I want people to understand. It's okay. We're in the back half of the season. We're at a point where I can be encouraged by Caleb Williams' play, but understand there are still things that need to be worked on. He's in year one of a new offense. He's a year two quarterback. I love everything that's happening right now for Caleb Williams, for Ben Johnson, and the city of Chicago, because as you said, it's going to be a party on Saturday night.
A big old holiday party.
Yes.
Happening at Soldier Field.
Will you be on the aux? You won't be on the aux, will you? You won't control the music?
Oh, no, I will not be on the aux. Why? Okay. Is there something I could probably...
Well, usually when you have like a party, it's whoever's on the aux is
saying.
Really controlling the vibe of what's going on. But I realize there's a public address announcer who handles such things.
Right. He handles such things. They do have a DJ out there who handles them. I imagine that they'll be playing some good Christmas music out there. Maybe some LL Cool J, like Christmas rock. I think I've heard that in the past years.
They play a little Mariah in there, or no?
Maybe everybody plays a little Mariah. I mean, you can't not play Mariah this time of.
That's what Mariah tells us, anyway.
That is very true. We got a whole crew here today. What's up to everybody listening today? Thanks for joining us here on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody today. Hello to the Twitchers as well. What's up, Twitchers? How you guys doing? Log on to Twitch and join the club. It's all going down, but there's room for you. They are very accepting of new people in the Twitch chat. All
Mom.
You got to do, you could watch us if you want, but more importantly, you can hang out with a bunch of cool people in the Twitch mob, and they talk about what's going on here. Sometimes they have their own conversations, which is that's the idea. Log on to twitch.tv/Chicago670, the score. We have got, of course, Ray Diaz running the show on the other side of the glass. Tyler Farengol. We are in the Tyler of the Farengols formation today here on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. And, of course, our score video producers are Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. Layla always says, and Brandon Fryer is helping out. What is Brandon Fryer doing? I was wondering, what does Brandon Fryer do for our
Brandon
show?
Brandon Fryer in the control room gives us like a huge hype speech before every show.
Oh, he does?
And then we do like the 1, 2, 3, what? Score!
Oh, okay,
like,
good.
We do a whole thing in here.
Do we need to be in there for that?
You are invited.
Okay.
It's like it's his version of good, better, best. Just
it really
you guys
is,
all
but,
pumped up.
But I don't want to reveal it on the air because, you know, it takes the magic out of it. I can't give you guys all the terms that are used.
That's that Mount Carmel energy right there.
Yeah, exactly.
That championship energy.
And we're here for you on the text line and the phone lines too. 312-644-6767. We'll jump on a couple text messages when we return. Also, let's update you on injuries on both sides, the Bears and the Packers, and we will zero in on Roma Dunze and what's going on with him. And if the Bears don't have him for the rest of the season, which is a possibility, we'll talk about what it means coming
Blather
up next.
Blatherskythe, man.
What?
If you know, you know. Yeah, you don't.
I don't know. Yeah. It's Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on the score.
I said, whatever he ate for breakfast yesterday, we just need to keep doing that on game day from here on out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
So glad we're back here on Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, if for no other reason that keeps Marshall from doing squats in front of me on the little stage in front of us in our Score Studios
now
here
see,
downtown.
Why are you selling me out to the world like that? You know, I'm just trying to, motion is lotion. I'm just trying to get, make sure my knee doesn't lock. Do you want, what did you say? I don't want to see sad Marshall.
I don't want to see sad All right, Marshall. Then. But it was just so weird. Like, it was right in front of me. You
four
elevated
squats,
yourself.
Bruh.
Like,
four.
I don't want to watch you do squats.
Okay, my bad. I'll take it elsewhere.
This segment on the Score. I'm Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. Layla's off today. It is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. So, yeah, the Bears have a situation here. Two key guys right now, receivers, are injured. And the one that obviously we are most concerned about would be the foot stress fracture to the Bears' second-year wide receiver, Rome Odunze. As Ben Johnson said, all options are on the table, Marshall. We have that audio. Sorry, I wasn't listening to what was coming out of the break. I thought that was the rejoiner, so I don't have to read the quote. See how prepared I am? Here's Rome Odunze. Here is Ben Johnson on Rome Odunze.
All options are on the table. We're going to do what's best for Rome, first and foremost. I know he wants to be out there and helping. You know, it's hard to tell him no sometimes. He just wants to be out on the field competing and contributing and helping our team win. And so, you know, there may be a case that we got to protect him from himself a little bit just to make sure we get him right and he'll be able to help us down the road.
Normally in life, when somebody says all options are on the table, like, that's a good thing. You like
no,
that. We
no,
all want lots
no.
of options. But in
no.
the NFL circles,
no.
when all options are on the table, that means to me this guy's going to be shut down for the rest of the season.
You know what's funny? All options on the table are a good thing if a guy's been out all year and is trying to come back. But when a guy's been playing all year, you don't want to hear all options on the table because the worst option is obviously the opposite of that.
Yeah,
either way, it's the opposite. If he hasn't been playing, yeah, he might come back. And we're not used to seeing him, a.k.a. Jalen Johnson's situation, right?
Yeah.
And now the opposite is Rome Odunze was healthy to a certain point, but now there's a chance he might not play any more games in 2025.
Have to protect himself from himself. That's another, put those keywords in and see what comes up in terms of players actually playing after the coach says something as daunting as that. So what do you think, how much does this mean, Marshall, if the Bears are, and yeah, we are thinking worst case scenario here, if they are without Rome Odunze in this game against the Packers and for the rest of the season, a very challenging schedule as you laid out at San Fran and home against Detroit to end the season.
So going back to last week, I said don't play him because, like, just it's a stress. If you understand the nature of a stress fracture, and you don't have to be a doctor to understand how stress fractures work and the fact that they can get worse, easily re-aggravated, back to square one, just let it heal.
just let it heal. And I know he wants to play, but you heard what Ben Johnson said about protecting players from themselves.
Yeah.
Because of course they want to play. That was my concern the entire time heading into Sunday, a concern that I feel has been validated by where we are today and the fact that both of us, if somebody put us to the squeeze and said, is he going to play again this regular season? I think both of us would be like, I doubt that happens.
Doesn't feel good.
You could see a situation where maybe in a month he plays after getting ample rest for a stress fracture in your foot. A stress fracture like in your another body part is different. But your foot, that means every time you take a step, every time you cut, every time you push off to sprint. Guess what? That's pressure on a stress fracture.
No doubt. I continue to not have a problem with the Bears and Roma Dunze giving it a try out at Soldier Field the other day in pregame warmups because, and here's the reason, it's because this has turned into an extraordinary season. Things are happening with the Bears at this point in the season that nobody anticipated. My guess is that the team had taken truth serum. They did not expect to be 10-4 at this time. So when it is that time, you take those chances. It's if you are 60%, let's give it a try. Let's get out there. Let's see what you got because of the circumstances of potentially getting into the playoffs. And they did have him go through pregame warmups. And then they did protect him from himself. They said, you know what, it ain't going to happen. This doesn't work, but I don't have an issue with them, even with Jalen Johnson. And some would say, hey, what's Jalen Johnson doing back if he's not going to help you? It's extraordinary circumstances. Try everybody, and then if it's not going to work, shut them down, and the Bears will go with what they got.
Are you sure they protected him from himself, or he just felt like he couldn't go? Because
either way, it's fine with me. I mean, what's the really? I mean, like, I would be impressed either way because I'm always impressed when a player in this day and age just admits, I can't be a hero. I can't play through it. I might hurt the team if I play. So if Rome did it, I'm good with it. And if the Bears were like, then I'm like, okay, good. Then we're being real about this.
Okay, following your thought process, are you the same feeling towards Kyler Gordon and his re-injury then? Same type of situation?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I understand the risk was he might miss the rest of the season, and here it is. But in a season like this, like you may not have seen him on. Like if it was opposite, and the Bears were 4-10, if they're going through what they went through last year, all these guys would have been shut. Jalen Johnson probably wouldn't have sniffed the field this year if they were going through that losing streak. But because of where the Bears are, try it all. And like I don't. This is for me. This is not the time to investigate whether or not they should be allowing guys to play and shut them down. No, they're winning, so you try these things.
I hear you, and along those lines, the 4-10 kind of speaks to it. If it wasn't the Browns, maybe I would feel differently. If this was the Packers this week, I would feel differently. It was the Browns. It was the Browns. You should be able to beat the Browns at home without Roma Dunze.
Hey, again, 100%. What better game than to give it a try, to go out there and like if you feel like you
give it
play,
another week of rest.
You got to get in football shape at some point in time.
Rest is a stress fract for a stress fracture is paramount, and so that's why. And look, with Jalen Johnson, I think it's completely different. Yeah. You are working your way back into full game shape,
right?
But the Kyler Gordon, it was the Packers. To your point. I'm with that.
Right. Like, I have no regrets
about
that.
And the only thing I would say is they need to work on their process because there's a way to do that without it being after you've released your inactive list, and then you cannot affect the roster. That was my biggest thing.
I won't argue with you on that. I mean, that is an issue. You just brought up Jalen Johnson. I had a quick Q&A with Jalen Johnson about where he stands as far as his health is concerned.
Where do you think you are in terms of your progression, your health, your being in football shape, all of that kind of stuff?
I mean, it's hard to tell. Just still trying to get back to being myself. I know when I'm 100%, I'm one of the best in the league. So, I mean, for me, just trying to just get back to that point mentally, physically, emotionally, just it takes a lot to get there. And I haven't had the reps and the turns at it. So just really overall, mentally, physically, just got to keep pushing myself to get back to where I was.
You know, it's wild with Jalen Johnson because he knows he can be great and be elite when he is at his healthiest. He said something the other day, like he knows he is like a step off with some of these receivers, and he was burned at one point against Isaiah Bond the other day, who had somehow had two catches for 89 yards. both like, you know, big bombs, 40-yard plays where Sanders was able to just kind of float the ball down the middle of the field. But I don't think in my life I had ever heard Jalen Johnson, and that was not in the audio I just played there, but some of the stuff that we played yesterday, actually said a receiver just beat him to the ball. This is a guy who couldn't say that in training camp, couldn't talk about, like, in terms, he didn't want to hear that kind of stuff. He usually pushes back, but he offered it because he's telling us, guys, what you're seeing right now ain't me. And it's wild for me to hear Jalen Johnson talk like that because he never admits to being beat.
Well, he has to admit it because the tape exists. We can all see it. You can go whether it's all 22, whether it's just a regular television broadcast. When he caught that pass where Jalen Johnson's like maybe 3 feet behind him, you're like, oh, he got cooked.
Right. There's no other defender. Yeah, it's like, could there be somebody else? Was this a safety issue? Like, no.
Were they in zone?
That's number one.
That was one-on-one violence right there. That's what that was. And you know what? Shout out to Jalen Johnson for making his way back earlier than anyone thought he would be back. And I understand. And for him, I'll give the asterisk of, we know you're trying to get back to form. And he's got time now over the last month to do that. And I'm encouraged by the fact that he's out there and the reps are slowly getting up.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody here on The Score. Layla Rahimi does have the day off today. She shall return tomorrow. I'll be out at Hallis Hall on Wednesday and Thursday. And then, oh my God.
What are we doing after that?
Oh my God.
We reunite.
This Friday, join The Score at the world famous Brat Stop in Kenosha for the return of, you ready for this? The Brat Bowl, previewing round two of Chicago versus Green Bay. By the way, the scripture says, feel free to ad-lib. That's a dangerous thing to put in front of
for
me.
For you, yes. It's very dangerous. But you know what? I'm going to let you take liberties. I'm going to let you take liberties.
This here very show will be broadcasting live from 10 to 2, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Do we know how we're getting there yet, by the way?
Broadcasting or broadcasting? You said you were driving.
I actually don't mind driving, but I just don't want to.
I'm riding with you. Remember, okay. I said I got shotgun.
Actually, Grody, you agreed to give us all a ride.
No, I will. I will. But you guys got to make it easy for me. Can we all be in one place?
Yeah, they need to be at the station.
Or do I got to come individually
Everybody needs to come to the station, and we leave from here.
Or we could go to your house, Grody. Or we could have a sleepover,
Grody. Oh, my God, yeah. Any of you guys allergic to cats?
No, I have a cat, too.
Oh, yeah. Bring your cat.
I'll bring my cat.
Bring your cat.
I'm allergic to some cats.
Some cats?
Yeah. Like, my best friend's cat in Philly, I'm allergic to. My ex-girlfriend's cat was not allergic to. Just some cats.
Oh, is Henry Melton? Is that the your best friend?
You're saying that because the ad-lib leads you to our guests for that stop? Are we broadcasting?
Henry freaking Melton,
or are
man.
Or we broadcasting? What are we doing here?
Does it actually say broad?
No, that was just me saying
that's good ad-libbing by you.
Told me we were free to ad-lib.
That is some ad-libbing, man. You just won the ad-lib game. But yeah, we'll be there from 10 to 2, followed by Spiegel and Holmes from 2 to 6 that afternoon. We'll be joined by special guests, including Patrick Manley.
Yes.
Is going to join us out there. Henry Melton.
Yes. Why are you so excited about Henry Melton?
I don't know, because the whole thing is just hilarious. I love that you're friends with him. I didn't know that. I always love when former Bears like
pop up,
and I didn't know he was in the city, man. Like, I love them. Like, he's from Texas, right?
Yes.
And he's living here, which I just think is great. I didn't know that Henry Melton was one of us. I really didn't.
Henry Melton.
And he had a nice run with the Bears.
Yeah, he didn't know, like, the full college. Like, we were watching the championship Sunday games together.
Yeah, is that how you met?
Or? Championship Saturday games. No, I'm saying the college football, like, Big 12 championship, Big 10 championship, SEC championship. And he didn't know, like, all the teams in the SEC. I was like, come on, bro, if you're going to be a part of the conference, because he went to Texas, you got to know all the teams.
Yeah, man, it's not that independent anymore. Our where was I here in the script? Henry Melton. Henry Melton, and host from The Fan in Milwaukee as the show's gear. So we'll be there with the Milwaukee radio station, so it'll just be this big jamboree of fun. That's Friday from 10 to 6 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It's all brought to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha. For a great experience, visit ZieglerSubaruKenosha.com. I have not had the opportunity to be a part of one of these broadcasts yet.
Oh, have you been to the Brat Stop?
I don't know if I have.
I have not been to the Brat Stop, so I'm excited to see what the Brat Stop is all about. I heard they have food, though, and you had me at food.
Yes, they have food, and I imagine that the food will be super tasty. I know I've gone by the Brat Stop. I just don't know that I've actually been in the Brat Stop. And by the way, a little supportive text for you here from the 312, Marshall. Mark, why would anyone object to someone doing squats. This country desperately could use some exercise from Squat Nation. So we've got Twitchers, and we've got squatters, we've got texters, and we've got callers on this show.
The way you said it, though, you left out like the ellipses part of that, which I found to be quite amusing. This country, desperately could use, some exercise. It's very dramatic.
I don't have time for the dramatic effect right now. We got to go to break, and when we come back, let's talk about the Bears defense and some of the guys that you would not necessarily have expected to be contributors, and Ben Johnson will be talking about them, and we shall be talking about them next. Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Raheemy Harrison Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Sanders on first down, deflected, and it's intercepted. DeMarco Jackson's got it. Jackson with the pick, tipped it to himself, and Chicago's got the football right back. Takeaway number 28 on the year for the NFL's best.
Yeah, and just keep your eye on him, right? And this is one of the things you're doing. You change it up a little bit. Shador never sees him. It's that slant route, and sometimes you've got a guy that you've got that chemistry with, and you keep going to him a little bit too much. Great job by DeMarco Jackson right there.
Raheemy Harrison, Grody on The Score. Layla has the day off today. Highlights courtesy of Fox. DeMarco Jackson with that interception, doing the tip drill, brings it safely into his hands, and that leads to what I think was probably Caleb Williams' best pass of the year, the 22-yard zip in traffic to DJ Moore, posting up in the back of the end zone and met something. And Marshall, it seems inevitable that with any winning team, and we keep it in our Chicago bubble, when you have a winning team, no matter what sport it is, you get contributors that you didn't expect to get. It is imperative as far as winning is concerned, and the Bears have had that from guys like DeMarco Jackson, like whoever thought that the Bears would have C.J. Gardner-Johnson on their roster this year and that C.J. Gardner-Johnson would be an important part of what the Bears are doing on the field, and dare I say, even in the locker room, because he is very present in the locker room, and it seems, from my eyes, has been a good influence on the locker room. But the Bears are getting Tremaine Edmonds, probably getting Tremaine Edmonds back this week. But these guys, man, they have done a job, especially DeMarco Jackson, in keeping the Bears afloat in a lot of ways defensively.
Well, you go back to training camp, and it really starts with questions about the secondary, right? When Jalen Johnson is having trouble getting started in training camp, not knowing indefinitely when he would actually be back. And then to see kind of the injuries pile up in the secondary, and all of a sudden Nashawn Wright becomes this guy. Okay, I guess he's going to be a guy who's looking impressive to a guy who you need to do things. And even beyond that, Tyreek Stevenson elevated to a primary role. And on top of that, because he was a guy who was platooning at the end of last year, Tyreek Stevenson. And we talked about how big of a year it needed
Terrell
to be for him.
Terrell Smith, my God, I haven't thought of that guy's name in a long time.
So Terrell Smith, when he goes down, like, it's looking like very thin in the secondary. And the way they've been able to come back and have just guys fill in, and Dennis Allen, I got to give him a lot of credit. They give up a lot of yards. They give up a lot of yards per play, whether it's on the ground or in the air, and yards per game. But they get off the field for the most part on third down, and the takeaways have been the key. 30 takeaways?
It's unbelievable.
30, over two takeaways per game? And it's been pretty consistent. It hasn't been like, oh, one game we get six takeaways and one game we get none. No, no, it's been two here, three there, one there. It's been pretty consistent.
It's wild to say this, but turnovers are sustainable for the Bears this year.
And you didn't know if they would be.
No, and they can't be. You can't assume going into next year, oh, yeah, we get all sorts of turnovers. We don't have to worry about it. No, 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 you can't. Like, the script will change next year, but as for the rest of this year, I'm done saying that they won't continue to sustain them because it simply has. Let's listen to what Ben Johnson is saying specifically about these guys. You mentioned Nashawn Wright. That's a great example of a guy that has contributed heavily for the Bears that you didn't even know if he was going to make.
Should be a Pro Bowler.
Should be a Pro Bowler. DeMarco Jackson, as I mentioned, Sidney Gardner-Johnson, all of those guys will be referenced here by Ben Johnson.
I think it's a big credit to our personnel staff. You know, it's difficult your first year to try to align everybody and be on the same page of what we're looking for. And that was the attempt that we made there in the winter and springtime, was spending time together, outlining what we're looking for from our corners to our safeties to, you know, our linemen, both sides of the ball and special teams included in that. And so their credit, you know, they went out and they found some guys. It helped that all three of the players that you just mentioned have some familiarity with the coaching staff. You know, Shawnee had been with Al Harris. CJ had been with both DA and myself for some time. And then D-Jack was with DA over the last few years. And so that helps because you have coaches that know the personnel intimately from the get-go. And those guys also have a little bit of a grasp of the scheme as well. So it helps to hit the ground running like that. But all three of those individuals have made significant contributions to the team and to our defense over the course of the season. And that's kind of what you count on going into it. You know, there's going to be attrition. You know, guys are going to go down. The special teams players you're counting on early in the season, they become starters for you on offense and defense. And practice squad players end up getting elevated and playing roles as well. So that's always a challenge. You're trying to create as much depth as you possibly can early in the season.
Yeah, it definitely affects everybody. That's Bears head coach Ben Johnson right there. And I do think it is interesting that as he is going through all these players, that of course any head coach or assistant coach, they are going to draw from a bank of players with whom they are familiar, right, from their previous stops. Sometimes that burns you badly, but in this case, it has not. The Bears have gone to, like every team does in every sport, you go to the guys. Like, the greatest example of that was, you know, like Theo Epstein early on in his tenure with the Cubs. He was always drawing from Boston, or Jed Hoyer with the Padres. You draw from what you know, and sometimes that limits your bank of players, and sometimes it'll backfire on you, but not in this case. Not in this case. They got it right with these peripheral guys.
And it's not just Ben Johnson. They're drawing from the entire coaching staff's past to get some of these players in place that we're talking about, whether it's Dennis Allen, whether it's Al Harris, when you talk about Nashawn Wright. There's certain guys that people are familiar with, and they see the potential. They see maybe an uncut diamond, and like, I feel like in a right situation, we can get you to be a contributor on this team in the biggest way. We can bring out the best in you. And we've seen that. The CJ Gardner-Johnson is really, it's crazy to think about how many teams he's been on this season and how he landed in Chicago and now everything seems to be perfect for him.
Yeah, well, and that is symbolic of the fact, like, you go back to everything that happened in the Jalen Carter-Darnell Wright draft when the Bears were not ready to take on a guy like that. They are proving the opposite right now, and this is just another gold star for Bears 2025 and what they're doing organizationally. They have an organization that has kept C.J. Gardner-Johnson in line, again, on the field and off the field. So it's pretty impressive in that. And we got to wait still. Like, the season is not over.
More could happen.
More could happen. So we'll stand by and we'll wait. But they certainly deserve credit for that. I mean, isn't that nice? Like, isn't that like just in a few years, the Bears now do have the culture to take on anybody?
I want to know if guys like Olamide Zaccheaus perhaps have like more of a recurring role now that there's questions about the receivers, right? And then on defense, Tremaine Edmonds, like you said, he could play this week.
Could.
But if he doesn't, you feel a lot better about that than you did 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and especially the fact that T.J. Edwards is back. But, yeah, to your point, I mean, with DeMarco Jackson showing us that he could do what he does, and Noah Sewell has not been showing up on the stat sheet as much as he had early in the season, but he's been good. He's been a nice surprise addition. Not addition, but somebody who has actually gotten repetitions this year and has been a contributor to the team. Now, the big question is, can the Bears defense do better this week against the Green Bay Packers than they did last week against the Green Bay Packers when they gave up so many explosive plays?
Okay, the explosives, I'm not sure about. Mm-hmm. I'm literally not sure about, because legitimately, I don't know if they can generate the type of pass rush they need to with a front four. And that's probably my biggest question going in this game. I will say this, though. Jordan Love feels ripe. Here's why he feels ripe. The man had three interceptions heading into the last Bears game. Now, he's had three interceptions over the last two games.
Yeah.
He just posted his worst passer rating at quarterback rating at 68.3 that he's had in two seasons. He looks a little shook right now. And knowing that Micah Parsons is and that defense might not be able to save him, he may have to be the difference in this game. And that, at Soldier Field on a Saturday night in front of that crowd, I like the Bears' chances to rattle him even further.
I like it. You know what's crazy, too, is the Bears were obviously burned badly by Bo Melton in that game last week, and I was just looking at the numbers from the Packers' loss to the Broncos, 34-26. Bo Melton, one target and a bunch of zeros by his name, so he was zero factor. But they are pretty amazing. Like, with the balance that they have, and this has always been a thing with Jordan Love, the balance that they've had with good wide receivers, not great wide receivers. Jaden Reed, 55 yards in that game. Matthew Golden had 53 yards in the loss to the Broncos. Josh Jacobs, another 73 yards rushing in that game. Luke Musgrave, 52 yards. It's pretty amazing what he does with that. But we'll talk more about it. As a matter of fact, we're going to do a whole Caleb versus Jordan Love segment a little bit later on Raheemy Harris and Grody. But we could ask some of these questions to our next guest. Patrick Manley will be on Raheemy Harris and Grody.
That's your name, yes.
Next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.